Hi, I'm Tanya Ransom, creator and executive producer of Nightlight, a horror podcast featuring creepy tales written and performed by Black creatives from all over the world. For our season finale, we show you that dreams really do come true. But before we get to expensive ambitions, just a reminder that all episodes are brought to you by the Nightlight Legion, thanks to our newest members, Sierra and Kelly. We're working toward our goal of bringing you new episodes every week, but we need your help. Just go to patreon.com/nightlightpod to join the Nightlight Legion and get a shout out on the podcast. And don't forget, our merch store is open. Just go to merch.nightlightpod.com to get your t-shirts, hoodies, mugs, and more. This year's special is, well, a little special. I asked the Nightlight Legion to choose a public domain story for us to reimagine for our season finale, and they chose Don't Think About It by William Stewart. I also decided to make this story about family, with a Nightlight twist, of course, because so many people I know have lost someone close to them in the last couple of years. My son and I wrote and performed this together, and I hope you enjoy it as much as we enjoyed making it. It definitely brought us closer together, and my hope is that it'll inspire you to pursue a project with your loved ones. Okay, enough of the lovey-dovey stuff. Now sit back, turn out the lights, and enjoy our production of Child's Play, written by me, Tanya Ransom, and Raiden Thompson.
Cheater, you're cheating! This game is stupid. Only idiots play it. Mom! 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 There's a hole in my closet.
A hole? Like a big one? Did you do it?
No. It's kind of big, I guess. I could probably fit my hand in there.
Show me. So there is. I'll call an exterminator. I don't see any mouse droppings or anything chewed up. That's good, I suppose. Just make sure you keep your room clean. No more food in here until we can get the exterminator and patch that hole.
Ugh.
No, sir. We're not doing that. Do as you're told.
Yes, ma'am. Ugh. Might as well be in prison. Can't do anything around here. Time to meet your maker. Gotcha. And that's what you get. Nuh-uh. Mice kill all kinds of people. I don't care how good it smells. I'm not trying to die. Nope, not doing it. Mom, I'm hungry. Here, Mousy Mousy. Where are you? Not cool for you to just disappear like that. Probably ran back to your hole like a little...
Timothy, time for bed.
I'm gonna make you go cold one day. Okay, Mom! Thank you. Ugh. Not bad. Yes, haha, you suck. Yes, yes, I just won.
Timothy, are you okay?
Better than okay, Mom. I just won. I finally won a game.
Really? That's great, baby. I'm so proud of you. Are you ready for lunch?
Nah, not really. Not that hungry.
Wow. Really? You're always hungry.
Meh, I guess I'm just excited about winning. I'll just grab like a snack or something later. Can I get back to my game?
Sure. Great job again.
Thanks, Mom. Here, Mousy Mousy. Come on, where are you? I can't believe I'm doing this. Crap! Nope. Not worth it. I don't care how many games I can win, can't win anything if I'm dead. Ugh. Okay, I can do this. I can do this. Gotcha now. Crap, I wonder if okay if I eat the head. I heard once that snakes can still bite you after their head is cut off. Okay. If I wait until tonight, it should be safe. Cool, dude. I'm about to be a beast at this game.
Timothy, dinner's ready.
Ugh, probably Meatloaf.
It's Meatloaf.
I hate her.
How is it?
Fine. Hey, Mom?
Yeah, baby?
I don't think you need to worry about the exterminator. I've been checking that hole and I haven't seen any critters or anything.
Well, you know small animals like that like to hide, and they prefer night.
Yeah, but I haven't seen any poop or anything shoot up. Besides, I was thinking maybe I can earn a little extra money by patching up the hole. I watch some YouTube videos, so I feel pretty good about being able to do a good job. Just buy this stuff and I'll take care of it.
I don't know, Timothy. I'm not comfortable not having a professional handle it.
But I think this is a good opportunity for me to learn a valuable skill. If it doesn't work, then we can call someone?
Fine, but the moment you see any animals, we call someone right away.
Got it?
Yes, ma'am. Sweet, totally dead. Pro gaming, here I come.
Timothy, you know it's time for bed. Get off that game.
God, she is such a...
Now!
Yes, ma'am. Whoa,
Timothy.
Heat vision? Bro! I'm in bed! Yes, 5 in a row. Do you want to play a game? What? No way! Shadowban wants to play with me? For sure, bro. Let's go. Dude, I can't believe this. Shadowban?
Hey man, how's it going?
Great, I can't believe I'm playing with the real Shadow. Do you always use your voice mod?
Yeah man, privacy, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
So I've been looking at your stats. You've gotten really good lately. Who's your coach?
Don't have one. Just been focusing on practicing as much as I can and checking replays.
Cool. You ready?
Let's go. Let's go!
Let's go! Nice job. You've got great reflexes. Work on your game sense and making more clever plays, and we could be duos partners.
For real?
Yeah. Let me send you a friend request.
Accepted. Thanks, man. I'll catch you later.
Later.
Dude, this is really happening? Muscles? What are you doing in here, big guy? Did you eat my dinner, cat? Oh yeah, snake vision. Nothing's gonna hide from me. Crap. Shut up. I know there's nothing here. Mom, I'm hungry. Muscles? Get out of here, stupid cat. You're eating my gaming career. No, you're gonna be cute and rub my leg and have everything forgiven. Quit eating my food. Bet you won't eat my next meal. Nothing? What's up with you?
Nothing much. Ready to clap some fools?
Always.
Nice! You've been practicing? Your situational awareness has gotten a lot better.
Yeah, watched some videos on it last night.
That that's it?
Well, I played a bit this morning before you got on.
Well, I gotta say, you're a quick learner. Jeez, I'm jealous, man.
Thanks, man.
Now you've just got to focus on being smarter. Think about what your opponent is gonna do so you can anticipate it. You nail that, you'll get an easy top 10 in the next tourney.
Wow, you think so?
For sure. And to be honest, I'm excited about the idea of playing with someone that can hang with me. I think you got it, kid. Keep doing what you're doing.
Eehee!
For real, keep it up. Matter of fact, my manager wants to talk to you.
What? Are you kidding? No way!
Dead serious. Get your thinking skills up, and he's all in.
Yeah, man, for sure. I'll start working on that tonight.
Good. Catch you tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow. Holy crap! Mom! Mom, I'm going pro! I'm going pro!
That's great, dear. Have you seen Muscles? I haven't seen him all day.
Huh? No. Mom, I'm going pro. Do you know what that means?
That you'll get to play games and make money?
Yeah, lots of money.
Good job, bud. I'm really proud of you.
Thanks.
Let me know if you find Muscles.
Yeah, sure.
Too bad I can't eat Shadow Ban.
Yes, yes.
Timothy, what are you doing? Get in bed, now!
Mom, I haven't lost a game in 3 days. 3. And I've played dozens. And look, at this. Shadowban's manager wants to represent me. Says he's already got a deal.
What did I say? Get in the bed, now. Nobody's gonna rep you if you don't have a computer to play on. Go to sleep.
Fine.
You wanna try that again?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Good night.
Stupid bitch.
What did you say?
Good night, I love you.
What else do I need? How can I get any better? A dog? Loyalty? Persistence? Shh! She's gonna hear you. Good boy? Girl? That's good. Shh, Good? Wolf? Sweet! A wolf! Whoa, settle down.
Thank you, Timothy. You'll last me for at least 10 years. I do feel bad that I got you all excited about going pro with me. I suppose at least you died happy.
Thanks again to our patrons for supporting this podcast. Because of your support, listeners around the world get creepy tales in their ears every other week. If you want new stories every week, the only way for that to happen is to join the Nightlight Legion by going to patreon.com/nightlightpod and supporting this podcast. You can also make a one-time donation via PayPal at paypal.me/nightlightpodcast. If you're unable to support us financially, word of mouth is the next best way to help. Give us a shout out online on Twitter or Instagram at NightlightPod, or like us on Facebook at NightlightPod. Reviews are also a huge help, so be sure to leave a few kind words on your podcast platform of choice. Timothy was played by Raiden Thompson. Mom and Shadowban were played by Tanya Ransom. Story written by Tanya Ransom and Raiden Thompson, with some help from Jen Zink. Audio production for this episode by Jen Zink. And to thank you for listening until the very end, we have a creepy fact for you. There are tons of examples in the animal kingdom of creatures eating members of other species to gain some of their powers. For instance, sea slugs feed on jellyfish, taking their stinging cells into their own bodies and using them as a defense. One species of firefly mimics another to attract their males, eat them, then absorb the male's toxins to defend themselves. But people have practiced the same rituals. The Foray people ate the brains of their dead because they believed it would grant them the experience and some of the knowledge of the deceased. The practice only ceased when a fatal brain disease similar to Mad Cow called Kuru disease began to wipe out the tribe. We'll be back in February with a brand new season of Nightlight.